Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we dive into the common and uncommon interests of Black people in order to help Black people feel seen. Please feel free to donate to the show at the link in the show notes, and please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches worth your Gotti. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all of the things. If you really like the show, go ahead and join the Patreon family at patreon.com/blackpeopleloveparamore for bonus content. I am your host, Sequoia, and I don't know what happened to the intro. I don't know what happened to the first, 10 minutes of this episode, TBH. It disappeared. So we're going to be missing, in my defense, we're going to be missing Song of the Week, but we're talking about Love is Blind with my friends, Tristan and Kevin. Tristan is a director and a filmmaker. Kevin is a social media genius, truly. Go check out both of their pages. And yeah, we'll just dive right in. We can move into Love is Blind because I have lots of thoughts and lots of feelings, and I'm feeling agitated, spicy, because I just finished the reunion. Tristan, you have not seen the reunion yet, but you about to get a whole bunch of shit spoiled.
And I'm sure the reunion is not going to change my opinion of a worst season ever.
A lot of people have said that.
It is, because it's true.
I didn't feel that way. I hated it.
Really?
What season was worse?
I didn't feel like this one was particularly bad. I felt like it was first of all, I think the first season is the most boring season because obviously
they didn't know what they were doing yet.
Yeah. But this season felt like it had the most drama to me, which I am what I'm watching reality TV show for is the drama. So you get it. That's why it wasn't the worst one to me. But as far as outcome, one couple got married and the rest of the couple, and it was only two couples that even made it to the last episode at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I understand.
Yeah. No, that was terrible. Well, I don't know. It's so many bad things about the season. Like finding out recently that there was two other couples that they just were excluded from the show entirely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's happening? I see Sequoia's face.
Yeah, I saw that TikTok the girl, too.
Yeah, the girl Renee. She was at the wedding. What do they call it when you look at the dress? When you look at the dresses.
Yeah, whatever. Fittings. The dress finding.
She was at the fitting. She was one of the girls from the pod that was at the fittings, but she was there to do the fittings. But they just completely cut her out of it.
Oh, I did hear about that.
She posted a TikTok like, oh, I'm so glad that Lydia invited my mom and my bestie to her dress fitting, because it's like, yeah, of course, she was there to try on a dress. That's why there were so many people there. It wasn't just two people trying
that
on dresses.
That makes a lot more sense. It seemed like they were popping. Like, they had mad friends, and I can see either of them having that many friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Renee was in all white, just like the other two and everything. It was very weird. But yeah, they cut her out of the show. And then there's a person who has a lawsuit who, you know, it's understandable they cut them out of the show. But
Yeah. I did hear about the person with the lawsuit. They said that they didn't feel comfortable with the person that they were supposed to be marrying in the pods or whatever.
In Mexico, when they got to Mexico. Somebody even weirder than JP, actually. Oh, so there
and
you go.
JP. Okay, you know what? Let's start here.
Let's go through the characters.
JP? Nigga, are you okay? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, he was doing too much. Well, here's the thing. I know, Tristan, you haven't even watched the reunion yet. But the fact that they just didn't really even address the red, white, and blue weirdness.
The wardrobe.
They came out,
the wardrobe was horrible.
It was just like, hey, Captain America. And then they just moved on past it. Like, it just didn't. Where were you on January 6th? Where was that?
Period.
That should have been the first thing out of your mouth. The first
question. First question.
Not January 6th, 2022. Not 2021. We need to know. Where were you?
Yes. Was he red, white, and blue at the reunion?
He was.
Yes.
He had red, white, and blue socks. He had a blue suit on, white undershirt, and a red little pocket square.
Perfect.
He was very JP.
He's nothing if not consistent. He is nothing if not consistent. And you know what?
And conservative.
JP really pissed me off. Consistent and conservative. Because this nigga is a firefighter. Firefighters are supposed to be wholesome, fine, physically men, okay? JP was giving none of it. Get out. He was giving policemen. Get out. You are not. You are in the wrong profession. Move over there.
He was
giving firefighters a bad name.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, not in, he would not make the calendar cut at all. He's not in the calendar.
No. No calendar cut. And then this nigga consistently smiling while being uncomfortable was so weird to me. Like, and I was like...
The kisses. He like, he did the smile after the kiss. He go...
Yeah, it was all cringe. It was so cringe. It was so cringe.
Kevin, please don't do it again. Please, I don't want another one. Please. Okay.
What was that? Like, that was the first thing. I had to go to the internet. I was like, I can't be the only person that is like, this is so weird. From when they first met, like, besides when they got to Mexico, because I saw more people talking about it then. But when they first met, and he did it then. I'm like, you are just meeting this woman. Y'all are about to get married. And this is how you decide to kiss her? Like,
what was going on? It was awful.
Awful. Awful. Awful.
Goddamn, JP. What a weirdo.
Yeah, it was bad. And then JP talking about, I just didn't like her makeup. At the reunion, Nick and Vanessa asked him, were you physically attracted to her when you first saw her? Because she said that she didn't believe he was physically attracted to her at all when he first saw her. So mm-hmm. they ask him, and he goes, yeah, no, like, I wasn't. And I feel like they were trying to bait him into saying it was because she was heavier than usual, than he usually likes. Mm. I felt like they were trying to bait him into saying that, but he never said that, thank God. Which kind of, as a tangent, it's kind of scaring me. As you see, y'all, I'm riled up because I just fucking watched this shit. As a tangent, I feel like we're going back into a time when being a size 8 is considered plus size. Because Taylor's not, they were acting like she was like plus size. She's not. I was like, okay, I don't know. She's a very normal sized girl, and y'all are. I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
She might have been at one point, but it's like she's not. She's not now. Right.
I don't know if she mentioned that or something. I feel like she mentioned like feeling uncomfortable about her body or something. Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, she just isn't big, and I don't understand why we're trying to like. Anyways, so that was the thing.
There's only been one plus size girl in all these seasons.
One.
Only been one.
Yeah.
Only been one.
And even she was like, barely. You know, like, I'm like,
yeah. Horrible personality.
Sure. You thought she was horrible? Yeah. Are we talking about Alexa?
The worst. Yeah, the worst.
Yeah.
Her and her husband. Oh, my God.
You hated Alexa?
That was almost the worst season if it wasn't for this season. That was literally terrible. And that was the worst reunion. Forget last reunion with the botched live. That was the worst reunion when they were just attacking Cole for what? I don't even know why. Why were they attacking Cole?
For being right. For being right.
I forgot. That was crazy. Oh, my God. Don't even get me mad about that. I forgot. Mm. That really was pissing me off.
Yeah, it was like, what?
Poor Cole.
Cole was just crying literally the whole episode. I'm like, what did he do that was so bad?
Yeah, I hate that at the end.
Cole's going to be on Perfect Match, I believe. I heard that Cole's going to be on Perfect Match.
Good.
Okay. Along with
coming back.
Along with Irina and Micah and Shelby, Micah's friend.
Get Shrek out of here. Get Shrek. We don't want Shrek. She was horrible too.
Yeah,
we don't want Shrek back.
No.
She's just going to be blocking everybody.
They're trying to make good TV. You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get a House of Villains, just like that new reality TV show that just came out. It's really good.
It is going to be good TV.
Yeah, definitely going to be good TV. I'm going to be tuned in.
Yeah, it is going to be good TV, though.
JP was deranged and scary.
Yes, very.
And he said that he didn't like her makeup. He also wouldn't talk. He was so fucking frustrating. And at the reunion, she's like, you weren't trying. He was like, no, you weren't trying. And she's like, I literally was trying to pull everything out of you. And he's like, that's not the way to get me to talk. Dot, dot, dot. So what is the way to get you to talk, nigga? What do you do? If I can talk to you or I can not talk to you. If I don't talk to you, you don't talk. If I do talk to you, you don't talk. What do you want?
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, man?
What do you want?
She was begging for communication. And then she was like, could you see yourself with me for the rest of your life? And he was like, no. He got straight to the point. He was like, nah.
It was crazy.
Nah, I'm good.
It was crazy.
Nah.
It was crazy. And now he's like in a relationship and they ask him like, allegedly, do you communicate in your current relationship? He goes, yeah. I want to ask his girlfriend. I bet she would have a different fucking answer.
Yeah, she would.
She's probably a weirdo too.
Yeah.
Or she's a fucking weirdo as well. Yeah, because the mag of it all, it was way too much. There was way too much.
Dating Lauren Burbert and they got kicked out of Beetlejuice together. I wouldn't be surprised.
Is there anything else y'all want to say about JP before we move on to the next person?
Just all of it was gross. No, I didn't see one redeeming quality from his person at all.
So let's move on to Johnny. Let's go to Johnny.
Let's go.
Johnny had a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite understand everything that was going on because I was like, oh, this is just like a lot and it's confusing. But nevertheless, I don't feel like she deserved all that they were giving, all that energy Izzy and Stacey were giving her at the barbecue reunion thing, whatever the hell they had.
I 1000% agree. I feel the thing about the barbecue is I feel like it was just coming from a bunch of different directions where like Izzy was upset for whatever reason and he was drunk. I don't know. I didn't see many people saying that, but like just the way he was like kind of acting, his eyes, he was just looking like he was like kind of fucked up. So,
okay,
he was coming from that direction, but Stacey was coming from a direction like, I heard you was talking shit, I want to fight. Like, and
she
that was kind of
was
the energy that she was getting. Like, even when Uche was telling his story, she just randomly was like, what's wrong with your face? Like, why are you even looking at me? Like, why are you looking
she
at me?
Like, I'm fuck all that. Let's get to the beef over here.
Yeah, it was crazy.
She was crazy.
You talking about shit, Izzy. Yeah, you talking about shit. I want to fight.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to fight, man. What's up with
and
your
Stacey,
face?
And Stacey, she no good one. She ain't been smacked in her mouth either, because she had to real big and bad knowing she ain't never been smacked in her mouth a day in her life.
Yeah, nah.
Like, girl, enough.
It was so weird, because, like, Izzy really brought, like, the drama to her, and he ran to Stacey, and she told me that I was being weird and I was being sketched. And I was like, nah, bro, like, she wasn't even talking to you. And then you interjected in her life, called shit, and then ran to your girl.
I'm trying to stay on Johnny right now, but Johnny didn't carry enough for us to stay on her. So we're going to have to expand outward. Izzy is a fucking loser. Izzy is a fucking loser through and through, top to bottom. Loser. And I think the reason why he was so upset in the first place is because his ego was hurt, because this girl's supposed to be torn up over him, but instead she is out gallivanting with Chris. Yeah. Nah, that's not sitting right with him. How dare you? That's not sitting right with him.
He
needs to go up to her. Problem. You're sketchy. You're fucking weird. Everybody thinks you're fucking weird. No, bitch. You're hurt and drunk right now. That's it.
I think my favorite part. Oh, I'm good. Sorry.
You go.
Okay. I was gonna say, if you remember in Mexico, he did the same thing with Lydia. Like, he went up to her and was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, you know, no hard feelings or whatever. She's like, I'm not even like,
she didn't give a fuck.
I'm still here for Uche. Like, I don't even know why you're talking to me right now. Like,
please stop. Not I'm still here for Uche. I really almost fell for that right now. I heard Milton, but I said, no, that's not what he said. Okay.
It is not. We'll get into that later. But
now I'm saying when he met her dad outside in the backyard or whatever, and they cut to the wide shot, you see his feet dangling. It's so wild.
It's so funny.
What?
They fucked up. They are fucked up.
They did not have to do him like that. They sit on a big couch and they widen out. You see his feet is like, it's mad floor.
It's so much room.
Is he short?
Like, out, like, evidently, because somebody tweeted like, we aren't talking about this enough.
I think he's short, but I think it's also, you know, those couches that are like, they're like real deep.
Yes, really.
You gotta sit up on the front, you know. And I think he was like sitting into the couch.
Yeah, so he was like comfortable. Like, he was just like,
you gotta sit up on the front.
That was a thing.
Nothing.
I wish we would have prepared. Just
nothing that I'm hearing doesn't tell me that Izzy's not a fucking loser. Sorry, Kevin.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing with Izzy, though. Like, he was definitely a loser, he was one of these guys who was like, I'm a loser growing up, and I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to get muscles, and then I'm going to be cool, and people are going to like me. Because you can even tell how insecure he is just by the way he attaches himself to Stacey, who is not even attractive, if we're being fair. She's not attractive.
Ooh, that was, but, man, there's a clip when she's in the dress on, I said, ooh.
Well, yeah, that was rough. Stacey had an awful wardrobe for someone who has a lot of money. She
I mean,
was
that's
wild
consistent. So, lots of folks with a lot of money, the fits don't be fitting at all. They just be expensive. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The dress at the, who told her she should wear the dress at the reunion? I'm like, that's not a dress for. That's not a dress for you.
What does she have on? I don't
like
remember
the red velvet thing that went across, and then it was like just like all this was open.
Oh, it was bad. Yeah. No,
yeah.
It wasn't good.
It's like,
yeah.
Why are you wearing that dress? You put so much emphasis where it don't need to be. Like, we don't need to be looking at that.
Kevin,
yeah, it's not. It wasn't great. It wasn't great. Not a good decision.
I think, you know what really shocks me about what's her name, Stacey? Further,
yeah,
the girl. Oh God. Y'all, please understand. I am a girl's girl, okay? I just don't like Stacey, so let me get this one off, okay? Stacey being a makeup artist is the craziest shit I've ever heard in my fucking entire life. If she's a makeup artist, I am a makeup specialist artist, world-renowned motherfucking makeup artist if she's a makeup artist. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was
going on?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, none of it was popping. Texas, though, so maybe it's like pageants.
The brows were pissing me off. And this is coming from a girly who consistently often has very thick, dark eyebrows. I get it. I really do. Baby, you're blonde. You're blonde. What the fuck is going on the brows? It's wild. And you see when somebody else did her makeup for the wedding, they didn't do the brows like that. It was normal. Like, you know, she looked solid. But I'm like, there's just so much going on with the makeup. You can't afford to set your under eye. You don't have the type of under eye that you need to set with the powder. It dries it out. It makes it more wrinkly, more creepy. It's not giving. You got to moisturize, sweetheart. You have to. You have to moisturize. Okay? We know that women and people overall age a little differently than some of us age. And it's evident on that 33-year-old face.
Oh, yeah, she definitely was filling out. She was filling out for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely giving. It was giving spoiling a little bit.
So was Lydia a little bit too? Not just Stacey.
I didn't feel like Lydia. I didn't feel that way about Lydia.
Nothing jumped out, but maybe it was just because
I felt that way about Lydia too. I also think it could have been one of those things.
Yeah, that is that too. I was gonna say maybe it's one of those things where it's like, when you see something so bad, you don't notice the thing that is also bad because it's not as bad. So I wasn't like paying
good
attention
point,
to
good
it.
Point.
Because like,
good point.
With the eyebrows and the rosy cheeks, like, why do you keep having rosy, like Raggedy Andy, like Raggedy and like,
Raggedy Andy.
Why do you keep doing rosy cheeks? I don't understand. You're an adult. You're like 33. Like, why are you doing rosy cheeks? You're not.
See, the fact that you noticed, okay. What she had going on was bronzer. It wasn't even blush that she had going on. Like, you know, usually if you have like a rosy cheek situation, it's blush. She had orange bronzer that she was trying to bronze her face, give it a little bit more color, but it was coming into her cheeks. Why do you have bronzer right here? It's never supposed to be right here. It's supposed to be a little, you know, a little something going on. What the fuck? You know, like, it's supposed to be a little warmth. What the fuck? She was really pissing me off so bad. The makeup was making me so bad. It was making me unnecessarily mad. Lydia, I feel like, Tristan, maybe you felt that way because the juxtaposition between her and Milton, the age difference was so stark that it like makes Lydia look older, you know?
Yeah.
Because Milton looks like a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't understand that connection at all.
Still don't.
I didn't understand him being on the show. I didn't understand. I was like, you're 6'6", and like got a, from what it sounded like, had a bag. I'm like, why are you on this show at 24? You should be winning outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he is a loser too, so. This is kind of like a loser season.
But
this is a Milton stan account.
Corny, right?
Right here.
I thought he was cool. I thought he was just like corny black dude, which is cool.
Yeah,
like, there's nothing wrong. You're a nerd where you're a nerd at. And I was like, the stuff that he's a nerd about, when he was like, we can go on a date and look at my rocks, too. And I was like, that could be real cute for somebody.
Yeah, Milton was never going to be my type of man personally. I'm also 29. There's no way in hell I'm dating a 24-year-old. But I don't know, for a 33-year-old, or she was 30. Is she 30 or 33? I can't remember. I think she was 30.
She was 30.
Yeah, she was 30, yeah.
Yeah, that, I don't, I mean, sure, do you, sis. But yeah, I'm not going to look at rocks. I'm not doing that. You can definitely keep that. But I saw this TikTok that was like, Milton before in the pods, or what you think Milton was going to be like versus what he was actually like. And it was like, you thought he was going to be like, wow, Lydia, you're so fucking cool, Lydia. Like, I love you. Like, you're amazing. Versus him actually being like, nah, I'm not gonna make your plate. You can go get the food like the rest of the bitches get their food. Right. Go back there.
That's right, son.
I'm like,
talk to him, Milk.
What the fuck is going
talk
on?
To him, Milk. Talk to him, Milk.
All that like, while playing Pokemon.
All that while playing Pokemon. I was thoroughly entertained by Milton. I really liked him.
Yeah.
He seems really wise. Like, at the reunion, they're talking about how wise he is. He gives this long dissertation kind of addressing the Aaliyah, Uche, Lydia of it all. And he was really well spoken during the whole thing. He like holds space for Aaliyah's feelings while also making sure to validate that his wife is a fantastic human being, according to him. While also making sure to say that Uche and him are not friends, never been friends. He don't trust that nigga, never trusted the nigga. I was like, wow, Milton out here.
I gotta see it.
He said everything he needed to say. He wrapped it up. I was like, yeah, no, I really like Millie. Millie Rock, that's what I call him.
Millie Rock?
Yeah.
Millie. Cute, because the rocks, that's cute. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's clever. That's clever.
He would never, he would never come up with that. But
no, he would have never came up with that.
He don't have bars like me, but, you know.
No, not at all. Okay, so here's the Milton thing. Why does he go by Milton? His name is James. Like, who would decide I would be Milton?
When Kevin, don't piss me off, because for real. His dad's name is James Milton.
His dad is James.
It's James. You know, is James Milton Johnson the third or whatever, or the fourth, some shit like that.
He wanted to be different.
No, Milton, not with Milton. I'm so sorry. You have to find a different name.
This ain't Drake. This ain't who else goes by their middle name? Like, this ain't one of those situations. This is,
if your name is James, if your first name is James, your middle name is Milton, you go by Jimmy. You don't go by Milton under any circumstances. You know,
yeah.
Never go by fucking Milton. It is. It's so bad. It's so bad. It gets stuck in your mouth in a weird way.
He could have a young J Money or something. Something.
J Mizzy.
Now, I was convinced before I saw both of Milton's parents, I was like 100% sure Milton was half Asian.
Yeah, because he has the eyes. Yeah.
But he's not. And the curl. And then, like, everything. I'm like, this boy's mixed. And also gives Asian in particular, not like white black mix. But then he just had a light skinned dad and a dark skinned mom, and I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, because he also mentioned that he grew up in Japan, so that's why I'm also thinking, because he did say that.
So maybe his dad is half Asian. I don't know. His dad was light skinned
somewhere. Yeah.
You know.
Something got to explain. What was that? Was a nice like 3C he had going on.
He definitely had a 3C going on.
Yeah, little curl kid in there. So something was going on.
And like, obviously, you know, like Milton's hair is fine. It was the haircut that was really pissing me off.
Yeah, and the fact that
he washed the whole season.
Yeah.
Like it was like a bowl cut. The fact that he washed the whole season and returned to the reunion with the same haircut really makes me mad.
And you know what? He go another one.
He didn't give a fuck. Like, Milton just feels so stubborn to me, but in the most lovable way. But it just feels like,
yeah, he's so stubborn that he married Lydia.
Literally that. It feels like him and Lydia are still together because he's just stubborn and didn't want to be the young 24-year-old who everybody expected to not find love. And he was like, nah, I'm gonna do it because you niggas had me fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. And the same thing with his family. Like, not y'all think they'll think I should do. Yeah, I'm doing it. Like, I'm there.
Very
I'm
much
saying.
That.
Yeah, we know Lydia for sure.
Lydia would have married a chair, so she was gonna be in the marriage no matter what. Like,
so I think that's also my issue is like, there's plenty of, I mean, we've all had relationships before, so of course there's the, you're not the first person that you dated like first choice before, but like I feel kind of weird. I think for me, like, I couldn't watch it and be like, oh,
no,
you was head over heels for him yesterday. he said no, and then you was like, actually, what's up with you?
What's up with Rockman?
Let's go. What's up with Rockman?
Mm-mm. What Rocky got going on?
Mm-hmm. That's when I was like, the way that she got over Izzy and then it just went so hard into the middle, and I was like, oh, she just has to get married at this point. Mm-hmm. It does not matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was what was the situation with her and Johnny. They was just like, who can I find to stay on the show?
Oh, you felt like that for Johnny?
Yes. As soon as she broke up with Izzy, she was like, you know what? Chris, I heard he cried. I'm gonna go talk to Chris. I heard he was crying.
And Izzy had the holes in there though. Izzy was running it up.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody did want Izzy. Which I understand the way that he like first presented himself in the pods. I was like, I get how y'all all was trying to fall for this man. All you had to do was dig a little bit deeper. Move the facade out the way a tiny bit, and you was getting straight into Loserville. Straight into it. You was gonna know that was not for you. That was not the one you wanted.
Yeah, Izzy was a wild boy.
I want to know what his credit score is. What are our guesses for his credit score?
I'm thinking like it have to be like 300 something. Like it has to be something abysmal for her to be making whatever this much of a deal about it, because he didn't have any debt. He was saying, I don't have debt, I just have a bad credit score. I'm like, why is that such a deal breaker? And why, when would that come up in a conversation? I've never talked about a credit score. Would it, like, you know, me and Heather talk about credit scores because obviously we're together, but like, I never been like talking on a date or met somebody in a month. Like,
that's way down the line. That's we're locked in. Don't ask me that unless we're locked in. Don't ask me what I make. Don't ask none of that. Don't ask me what my rent is until we locked in.
It did have to be really low. Like, I was, because she's like rich and like, you know, that type of person, I was guessing maybe it was like not crazy low, but maybe it was like in the low 600s, maybe like something like that.
That's probably the real of it.
That's probably the real of it. But just based on how it was acting, I'm really like, maybe it is three, because y'all are being weird. Like, y'all are being really weird about it. And I feel like lots of credit issues are really easy to fix. So like, if it was low 600s, and you got it like that, Miss Ma'am, it was probably not that hard to fix his credit. Probably would have taken like not very much time at all.
Yeah, especially if he didn't have any kind of debt. Yeah.
Yeah. A few things, quick bounce. I mean, he had an apartment, so like clearly something's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was able to get an apartment. It can't be three. It can't be in the threes unless his mom co-signed for the apartment. Which I mean, could have happened.
His mom could have. Mom could have did that.
Yeah. Either way, he's a loser.
I think just like, and he should have got out. He should have got out. When she started being like, oh, I like, you know, expensive restaurants, expensive hotels. I like to travel first class. And like, I like to travel. When she said private, you know you don't got that.
Yeah, you ain't there.
You saying, yo, I like that too, is you saying I would like it. She's saying, I like it. Like, I do it.
That's what I do.
I do it.
You like that too, as he said, you would like it. Not that you know if you like it. You don't know.
Yeah. You don't know. You don't know. You think. So I'm telling you.
Think, right. As soon as her dad said, as soon as Pop said, sometimes love has to fly first class, I said, first of all, a bar. I've never heard quite a bar that hard in my life. But you needed to get the fuck up and get out at that second. You don't have it, babe. You literally don't
have it.
This is the household she's been raised in. Pops told her sometimes love has to fly first class. And you talking about going 50-50. You have to go.
When she asked about the fixing the appliances, he looked so shocked. Like, it's time to go, bro. It's time to go. It's not for you.
He should have ducked out at that point. Because, I mean, that whole situation was weird. Because it was like, you know, I'm looking for a man who's going to take care of all of this stuff that I have already. Like, he's like, Why do I have to pay $20,000 for the AC unit? Why can't we? Like, this is your house. Like, my name ain't on that. Like, I'm not getting anything from this, from paying this mortgage. What am I getting from this?
And she definitely wasn't putting his name on it.
Like, definitely.
Regardless of what he put in, his name was never going on it.
Nah. The nigga's credit score is 300. No. You can't get on. You can't get on nothing.
You can't get on it.
Now that said, all the Izzy slander aside, because I really just don't like Izzy overall, as the season went on, I was like, I just really don't like you. Stacey is probably one of the worst fucking people on the show, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Last season or whatever, one of the previous seasons with Irina and Micah, at least they were like fun villains. Stacey was not even a fun villain. I'm like, you're just, you seem to me, I don't know the lady, obviously, you seem to me like a bad person overall.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
I didn't like her. Yeah. I thought the way she treated Johnny was fucking horrible. Why is Johnny taking up so much space in your brain? Like you said, you turning to her talking about, why is your face like that? Bitch, you know who to try. You know exactly who to try. Because I cannot fathom you saying, why is your face like that to the wrong one? Mm-hmm. To one that don't think that you could say that to.
Yeah. Yeah, that
was she knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing. And she also, I feel like she knew that everyone else would allow her the space to go at Johnny.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, she was a little bit of, came in as a little bit of a villain. So, all right, this would be cool to jump on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then I've seen a lot of opposing takes about this.
What?
The part where Izzy was showing her his little collection of stuff from...
Oh, yeah, that he has accumulated from other women.
I genuinely wouldn't have given a fuck and didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, I get maybe being a little bit annoyed by that. Like, a little bit. Even just a little bit. Like, it's just like, okay, kind of childish, but like, sure, you're married now or you're about to get married now, so I'm assuming you'll get rid of it. Or not. I don't know. It's not that big of a deal. I don't know. Question. Have y'all kept anything from exes? You don't have to answer if you don't want. You're both in relationships and me as well. But have y'all kept anything?
See if I got
not something that's like not something like insignificant like that. Like if I did it was things that like had a value to it and like that I kind of need to keep. But other than that, no. I think what bothered me about that was it was giving like you know when you're in high school, not high school, when you're in college and cats are saving like the bottles of alcohol that they've drank in the past.
Yeah.
It felt like a trophy room of for him. Like, look, I had sex with all these women, so I'm holding a piece of everyone take that I've been with.
Yeah, take something from everybody. Here's a bobby pin from
Sarah. Yeah. Right.
Ew. Kevin, what did you just pull out? You said you was about to get something.
I was looking. I was seeing if there was anything in reach that I could grab if there was
not in reach. Kevin said, yeah, my whole house is filled with stuff.
Nah. You know, the sad thing is I was having this conversation not last week, but the week before where I was going by somewhere and it's like, I know I went here on a date with someone, but I can't remember anything about, like, I don't know what they look like. I don't know what her name was. I just, once we're over, like, I'm not trying to make it like that, but once it's over, then it's like, you don't take up any space in my brain. Like, I just don't keep it around. So it's not, like, necessarily an intentional thing, but, like, I just wouldn't keep anything, or even memories of just past people. Like,
even you'd have memories.
Done even memories. I'm wiping everything out.
Everything. Deep. You're gone.
That
You're
was gone. Deep. Kevin said, I don't keep nothing, not even memories. Wow. Now, okay. I talked to my partner about this because, you know, we're watching it together and I definitely have stuff and a lot of it is kind of insignificant,
but it's just, it's all true.
You know, like, I'm like, it's just here. Like, it's not, it doesn't actually, I just didn't see the big deal, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
One of my exes gave me like playing cards and I still have the playing cards.
But yeah, it's like, okay.
Like, right. I don't understand. Yeah, like, yeah. I just didn't quite understand.
The playing cards, like, oh man, this reminds me of
you know, Joe Slow. Reminiscing. Yeah. Oh my God, I remember. You're not going through that. So
like I'm not doing a ritual with the damn playing cards. I just have them. Yeah. And I felt like Izzy, from what I've heard before, is that like sometimes you'll like keep certain stuff just in case somebody else sleeps over and needs it, like a hair tie or like a razor or something of the sort. And I'm like a new one, like, you know,
not a used razor,
like a new, like, you know how to got a pack of razors.
I got
and you know, you keep the two clean ones. I'm like, yeah, that also totally makes sense to me. I don't know. It just seemed practical to me because especially stuff he was pulling out, it's like a bobby pin. Yeah. If I'm at a nigga house, sometimes I need a bobby pin. I don't care where you got it from. I'm happy that it's, thank you. I need that.
That doesn't make sense.
I need a hair tie. I just need the hair tie. I don't know. Sure. It almost felt considerate to me. I don't know. I've never been a man.
I think that's cool. Yeah, I got some hair ties.
I feel like Stacey was just doing too much overall when she went to his place, like the whole thing with the paper plates and whatever. I'm like, this nigga's in his 20s. Like,
looking through his stuff was crazy.
Yeah.
Like I'm like looking, like opening things up and looking through the stuff. Like, I get that y'all about to get married, but like, it just feels invasive. It felt weird. It felt invasive. I understand. You know, like the first time, I understand feeling weird about having the plastic cups and whatever. I don't know that it would have triggered me the way it seemed to trigger Stacey. Exactly.
That's the point. It's one thing to be like, oh man, that's weird. I'll take that into consideration when I'm making this decision. But like to be like, this is completely ridiculous. Like,
I would have chopped it up to boy shit. Personally, I would have been like, oh, here come this single boy. Like, of course you don't have no fucking paper plate. Of course he has fucking paper plates. I wouldn't have even thought that much of it. I just would have been like, yeah, you need fucking silverware. That's it. But
he had enough of like real plates and stuff for if somebody came over, right?
No.
I don't think he had any. Oh,
he didn't have any.
Well, then never mind. I was gonna say it makes sense. If I got like three, it makes sense.
No.
But if you got none, you wild.
He had paper he had plastic cups and paper plates, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you at least need to have enough to where if somebody comes over, I can make a plate. But like day to day, you don't have a paper plate, that's fine.
But then again, like we don't know. We only saw that one cabinet. Like we don't. He could have had
other
plates in other cabinets. Who knows? The point is, she was doing way too much when she went to his apartment. She was doing way too much when they went to her house. She just continually did too much. She did too much when it was time to do her makeup. She did too much when it was time to get dressed. She was just like too much. The queen of too much. That's her whole vibe.
She was.
Some people make sense when they're single. Yeah. Some people, like, when they're single, it makes sense. And, like, everything that she showed made sense of why you were here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
100%. She's one of those people I'm like, most people I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, why? I have no idea why you're single. Like, I don't know. You make sense to me. Like, I don't know if I would date you. But her, I'm like, girl, you're bad. Like, you need therapy. Yeah. You need to go and reconsider who you are as a person. You're ass. You kind of suck.
And I don't know. Maybe do y'all have some understanding of, like, but what is her job? I don't understand what her job. She's a Pilates instructor, but then she's like a house decorator, like a closet decorator person. She was and a like makeup artist, and a
she like owns a business. I saw online that she owns a business. I don't know what that business is. I'm assuming maybe it's the house decorating thing. She is a Pilates instructor, and she is a makeup artist as well.
Yeah. So like,
collectively, I think we can bring in a bag though.
Probably not the type of bag that she's looking for.
Because it was very much like, I need to get, my dad's tired of me using all his money, and I need to move on to the next.
I can see that.
Like, I've been trying to figure out the next bag. Who's the sucker that's going to let me take advantage of him financially? because dad is getting pissed off, because dad definitely bought that house. He definitely put the down payment on that house. At the very least, he put the down payment on. And she's probably struggling to make the mortgage and whatnot. But he definitely put that down payment down.
She saw Izzy wasn't taking care of them bills.
Yeah, she was like, man. Job.
Yeah, she said, nah.
Your credit score 700? This nigga out of money.
700. Moving on. what was I going to say about that? Oh, and then at the reunion, Tristan, it was revealed that they're not together. They didn't date after the show, none of that. They were supposed to date after the show, you know?
I saw a TikTok. He was with a new joint off the show already.
Yes.
Yeah. He been in California. He's been moving around.
Well, see, hold on. Here's the weird thing also. They didn't bring it up in the reunion at all, but like Lydia let it slip when she was talking to Cameron from the first season. She did like a little interview with him. And she mentioned that they shot this season at the same time they shot last season. So like, it's 2 years old.
Yeah.
So even like, you can even see Izzy, he kind of looks different. Like skinnier. Like he you know, some of them look a little different, which makes it more weird that Milton came back with the same hair. But
it was just a
wide gulf of time.
It's rebellion. The man, he's rebelling against us because he knows we hate it.
I
can do this and I'm going to do this.
Speaking of Milton, something that pissed me off that was like just a tiny little aside. First of all, Lydia doesn't identify as black. Not my business. Sure. I can't tell who to identify as what. Sure.
I know black.
You know, Puerto Rican. She's Puerto Rican.
No.
She doesn't identify as black. When she said to Milton, you have a big nose and big lips, or a big mouth, some shit like that. She said you have a big nose and a big mouth. I said, babe, you know, if this was coming from a woman who identified as black, I wouldn't be taking that hard.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. How dare you? What the fuck? I was mad at her. I was pretty mad at her for that.
Well, see, the thing is, Lydia did so many weird things that in the hierarchy of weird things that she did, it was like, where do we even find room at this point?
Right.
What was it? I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but at the reunion, was Uche telling the truth?
Uche didn't go to the reunion.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He's the only one that didn't show up.
Uche, I wouldn't have went to that shit either. Because you know what? Every year, they pull this shit where it's like, who are we going to attack this time? And they never attacked the right person. They never persecuted.
He was going to be the right person.
He was that person.
Yeah.
He was, and they still did it. They just, it was the shit on Uche hour. I'm like, well, let's talk about some other thing that happened on the show. And let's talk about Lydia. We aren't talking anything about the weirdness that happened there. We just skipped over
without him there. Without him there, you don't get to, because she clearly knew. When he was like, you've been DMing people, you've been following people's stories, and she was like, what?
Like, yeah. She's looking at the phone all hard, like, I don't know what this could be. Like, you should never see a screenshot before. Like, bitch.
Okay, well, hold on. So hold on. Okay. Y'all have never gone and watched the stories of somebody that y'all don't follow before.
I watch stories of people all the time. Every single day.
If somebody was like, yo, you've been snooping on this IG story and then showed me the screenshot, I wouldn't try to tell them how Instagram works. I'd go, yeah, I was wild.
Me neither. Now, I'm never going to say I'm wild. I don't give a fuck. Yes, I looked at their Instagram story. Do you have any other question? Okay, that's what I thought. If they didn't want me to look at their Instagram story, they would have made their fucking profile private or they would have put it in close friends. But here it is public, and here I am with access to it. So I clicked on that bitch.
And I'm looking
next.
At it.
Y'all not about to make me feel bad for snooping. I'll do that. Yeah, I do. And I'll do it again, I'll keep doing it. Yeah.
I'm caught. I think it was weird when it's like he was saying like multiple women were sending him screenshots. Now you might be doing a lot.
Yeah, she definitely was doing a lot, and she definitely was a stalker. That I know that she tried to play off the whole "I see you" situation, but that was weird. That was definitely weird, and I would have been weirded out if somebody sent me that too. Sent me like me at my house while I'm there with company, and like, hey, I see you. Like, what? What are you doing? That was strange.
I've sent like a, hey, I'm in your neighborhood because I'm driving through somewhere or something. But I've never been like, yo, I see you. Like,
here's your house.
I'm on your physical street is wild.
Yeah, because it's not like if I'm driving by, I'm not gonna get a good picture. Like she had to have stopped and like took the picture and then continue driving. You purposely stopped at his house to take the picture.
And like probably she didn't drive far. Probably pulled over somewhere in case he was like, oh, come through. She could swing back around real quick.
She spent the bend, went to the gas station, went to 7-Eleven, got something to drink.
Like, that's, you know what?
Any second now, he would be hitting me back.
I can believe that Lydia's a little off in that. At the reunion.
I think she's desperate.
Something's wrong. At the reunion, when they played back the clip, because Aaliyah went to the reunion and Aaliyah wanted fucking answers from Lydia.
Yeah.
Aaliyah was like not playing about wanting the fucking answers. And so they like run the tapes of Lydia telling Aaliyah everything about Uche when she was obviously very uncomfortable, you know? Like Aaliyah's like, okay, like I don't, okay, like.
He got a blue car. His dog's toenails are painted. His best friend's name is. I'm like, damn, bitch.
That's so weird. There is like, if one of my boys was like, yo, I'm feeling X, Y, and Z, like, I would never be like, let me give you a rundown of everything that I know about her. Unless I was telling them some shit to stay away. You know, unless I was she's a bad person because of this. I'd never be like, yo, this kind of bitch she says she has. Like, I'm not giving you that kind of info. That's
that's crazy. Weird.
It was weird. It was very, very weird. Yeah, no, she's sinister. Something's a little off about Lydia to me still. Yeah, I'm like.
Around the holidays, you could be trying hard to find the intersection of nutritious and convenient when it comes to meals. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help you strike that balance for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They'll send you tasty, chef-made, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals to your front door. That way, you can spend your holiday season focusing on what matters, togetherness. Speaking of focusing on what matters, with Factor, you can feel secure that you're making a sustainable choice. Factor offsets 100% of their delivery emissions and sources 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. Get ready to enjoy eating well without the prep and hassle. Head to factormeals.com/blacklovemusic50 and use code blacklovemusic50 to get 50% off. That's code blacklovemusic50 at factormeals.com/blacklovemusic50 to get 50% off.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
Video games can make you laugh.
They can make you cry.
They can even make you sing.
We're the hosts of Triple Click.
It's a podcast about video games.
This is an exciting time for new games, from Diablo to Final Fantasy.
From Starfield to Street Fighter.
From Zelda to, oh, who are we kidding? We're just going to talk about Zelda.
Whether you play games or you just like hearing about them, we've got you covered.
Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
I don't know.
Well, one of the things in the clips when it was running the tape, they also played that one clip. I mean, I had already seen it because I watched it twice, but where she's talking to Aaliyah is talking to Lydia about Uche, and you see Lydia like, and she's like, damn, because he's like, she was telling her something like, oh, he told me he wanted to spend the rest of his life with me or whatever. And you can see the disappointment in Lydia's face. And she's like, you can see her saying,
yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did look away. That's like the only time she's not looking Aaliyah dead in her eyes. Like, first of all, they're always way too close to each other. I'm like, the personal space is like non-existent. And that's weird as shit to me. But that's like the one time where she's like putting a little bit of distance between them. Like she's turning the other way.
Like consoling her and like being like this. She's
like, looking the other way, like, you know, kind of like whatever. I'm like, oh, you look guilty as fuck right now.
Yeah. And this is before she found out that, you know, they knew each other.
That she knew. Yes.
Lydia didn't know that
Lydia and Uche knew each other at this point. Exactly. When she was like, he said that he wants to marry. He can't see a future without me. And Lydia's like, But allegedly, Tristan, on the reunion, it comes out that the producers told Lydia and Uche that they weren't allowed to tell the other contestants that they knew each other.
Nah. You know what? So, I don't believe it. Sounded like Nick was reading like a ransom note when he was reading that statement. Like, it felt very forced. Like, this is what they said I have to read to cash my check. They said they weren't going to put the money in my account if I didn't say this.
And
like,
they probably would.
Why even from the beginning, like, put them on the show together?
They said they didn't know, and when they found out,
that's a lie.
The producer said they didn't know, and when they found out, they like considered sending both Uche and Lydia home. So they had separate interviews with them where they both mutually said that they were not interested in dating each other, and they would not get in the way of like the experiment. And part of that stipulation of them staying was that they couldn't tell the other people that they knew each other. Allegedly.
That don't even sound real. Like we live in LA and we've worked on certain projects and what, like that don't, I haven't even worked on a real reality show. And I know that sounds like BS. Like that sounds crazy. Like why?
Yeah.
They found out about it and they was like, good TV.
Good TV. 100%. And Aaliyah kind of says
that. But you have to put down your exes when you sign up for these shows. Like they contact those people. That's like a normal part of reality TV. Like, not even necessarily for all dating shows. They contact people from your life, just to be on various different TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Aaliyah says, what you said before, Kevin. Aaliyah's like, she doesn't quite believe that whole, She was like, that doesn't make sense that the producers said that you can't tell people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, I just don't understand. And it doesn't make sense. Like, I wish that they would have told us.
She
said, it doesn't make sense that it spoils the experiment. She was like, how? It doesn't, how does it spoil the experiment for me to know that Lydia and Uche Noche? So,
and the experiment was trash no matter what. Y'all had two couples and only one of them got married out of spite for their family and out of desperation for themselves. Yeah. So, like, right. Fuck the experiment at that point. Like,
now, fuck the experiment. Uche. Uche.
Let's do it.
I knew from the moment Uche came, the first time that nigga came on this screen, ask Garrick. I said, oh, I hate this nigga. I said, no. I hate him. I don't know something about him. Spirit is ugly. I don't like him. And who was right? Me.
Well, were you though? Because like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around all the negativity towards Uche. Like, they try to paint him like he's this like super villain. And it's like, he did a lot of weird things and he made a lot of missteps, but like, people go like super hard. Like, he was like Jackie from last season, who was just like out here wild.
I didn't think Uche was that bad.
It wasn't that crazy.
Like, first of all, the main thing that he really fucked up was the whole cheating thing.
Definitely.
That was a fuck up.
Definitely.
But even in that situation, he immediately apologized. She just left the room. But when he went back to the pods, he was like, I shouldn't have said that. That was fucked up. And so the next time they talked, he apologized for it. And then they moved on. People were upset at him because of the way he was talking to Aaliyah on the phone after she left. I'm like, you left. This is the end of the show. Like, we're leaving. We're about to leave. Why did you leave?
I fucked with him at that point.
Y'all are sick. I was like, talking shit. First of all, the only thing that pissed me off about that call was Aaliyah devolving into tears. And this is just because it could have never been me. Bitch, you're not going to be talking to me crazy on the phone. We going toe-to-toe now. Now I'm calling you all types of stuff at this point, because who the fuck are you talking to? Not me. Certainly not me. Okay. Definitely not talking to me. Yeah, because you got me in the house with this bitch who you knew that you fucked ahead of time, and now she acted crazy toward me. Why are you being weird to me? Now I'm supposed to deal with that. I'm not dealing with it. I'm leaving. I'm leaving, and fuck you and fuck her. Talking about, oh, you left because you had a fight with Lydia. Yeah, I did, because you put me in this situation with your weird ass, with her weird ass. I'm scared of her. You talking about she's stalking you. I'm supposed to be in the house with her? I don't want to be in the house with her. I'm leaving.
But the thing is, she stayed. She was there. She continued to be there, because her and Uche had multiple conversations, like at least two conversations after they found out that she knew Lydia. Like, she talked to Lydia. She came back. Yeah. And everything was fine. She never hinted at like, dang, I'm feeling a little weird, or like giving them bad energy. She was just like very normal. Then all of a sudden, you just gone.
Disappeared.
And I don't blame Aaliyah. I'm not mad at Aaliyah for leaving, but I don't understand why people are so mad at Uche for being mad. Like, you said everything was cool, and now you're gone. Like, I'm sorry.
The nigga don't know how to talk. I think all of his feelings were correct. Continue. Go, Kevin. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I was just going to say, and it was also stupid that the producers did the whole thing where they had him go into the room and be like, Aaliyah. Like,
yeah.
Y'all know, I thought that
was crazy as fuck. I was like,
dang, she is gone. Wow, yeah. That's how I know.
Y'all didn't know.
They be lying. The producers be fucking lying. They set him up pretty bad for that one.
Yeah,
but
so crazy. They could have told him that before he even walked out of the pot. Hey, Aaliyah.
Definitely. No, they needed that TV moment. And let me tell you something. Chef's kiss. They made good TV at that moment. It was good.
Yeah.
I feel like all of his feelings were correct. It was the way he went about it. I understand, because like, I have a tendency to come off a lot harsher than I'm intending as well. And like, people be like, the way that you spoke to me, I'm like, how did I talk to you? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what do you mean?
But apparently, I don't know. I could be harsh. So I get how he arrived there, But watching it, I'm like, Lord, I hope I don't ever deliver shit like this because this nigga has lost his mind. You're talking about, oh, so you're a recent cheater. It was all so condescending and whatever. Like, you wanted me to feel extreme shame when I'm sitting up here trying to be vulnerable and honest with you. I didn't have to tell you nothing. Yeah. I could have said, no, I've never cheated. You know, no, I've never cheated. But that would be a fucking lie. And I'm not trying to start my relationship off with a lie. I'm trying to be honest, right?
She should have lied, though, because it's unfortunate for the dude who she cheated on. He was like, probably
now
sitting
there
watching.
Now that was crazy.
He was sitting there watching, and like, oh man, it's some good TV. And then he found out he got cheated on. He's like,
when Uche asked, like, did you ever tell him? And she said, no. I said, Aaliyah, please, I hope you talk to him ahead of time before this airs because this is horrible. It's traumatizing.
She got it too. When he asked her and she said no, he was like, why not? And she goes, because I didn't want to hurt him. And Uche was like, nah, you didn't want to admit that you were wrong and have to face the consequence of what that was like. And I was sitting there like, okay, he's doing it.
I don't know that I agreed. I feel like
I agree.
If you cheated and then ultimately that relationship didn't work out, what would be the point in me telling you that I cheated?
Because I think
she said she cheated.
But only for 3 months.
She cheated and broke up.
But only for 3 months. They stayed together for 3 months. So it's like that it can be like a breakup process. It's not like you, I don't know. It depends on the situation. But like breakups can last for 3 months. You know?
It matters because if you cheated and then we break up because I did something and we break up and you position it like, oh, you're doing this, so I gotta leave. And it's like, nah, it was you 3 months ago. This is not my fault. Yeah, because if I had known 3 months ago, I'd have dipped.
Yeah. Yeah, you had me over here slobbing down the
what
next man's. Oh, I don't know.
Not slobbing down. What happened?
Yeah.
It was like some fireworks.
Had like a fireworks display. That'd be great if like Sequoia could just give like us like little fireworks like around the horn. Like she's
That's what I thought she did.
I didn't see it. I don't even know what took place. Yeah. Kevin, you were gonna say something about cheating and like when she should have said it.
Yeah, she should have she should have told the dude because like there's my family.
That's okay. Tell them hello.
But yeah, she should have told the dude. But what I was going to say was that if you have the lie going, you have to keep the lie going. You can't just stop the lie because you're on reality TV and you're about to get married.
Yep.
Keep the lie going. You have to. If you don't lie, you have to continue the lie. You don't just stop the lie because you're in another situation. You keep the lie going.
That's the point I'm willing
to take.
To the lie. Yeah.
Because all my niggas, all my family that knew we was together at that time on that timeline.
It's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed at all the events. This might have been a show that I like to watch. I mean, I can't even watch the show no more because you done fucked it up for me.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah. Everybody looks crazy at me. Yeah,
that definitely makes sense.
That wasn't.
We got pictures together on Instagram and shit.
Embarrassed.
I gotta take
down. Okay. Also on Uche, at the reunion, Aaliyah mentions that Uche told her that she's not his physical type. She's not the type that he generally finds attractive.
Yeah.
...
He did. Yeah, that happened.
Now, what? I wonder what he meant by that.
I feel like people took that too far in the opposite direction. And I put that on Twitter, too, because she said it on the thing with Cameron. And
baby.
I'm trying to figure out what her physical that he didn't like, because like
people gonna make it the skin, people gonna make it her skin color, but she's
I don't know people make skin.
Yeah.
So I went on his Instagram story because I'm obviously irritated watching the shit because I said, okay, what about her you didn't like, Uche? What is it?
Yeah.
So I went on Instagram story. He has typed out. Actually, let me pull it up. Let me find it. Because he's typed out a little dissertation, because I'm sure multiple people have said this to him. He says, I think Aaliyah is beautiful. Furthermore, I love Black women, find Black women attractive, and date Black women. I think it's much easier to find an excuse as to why your relationship didn't work out than to take accountability and address your own faults. Sympathy is the best way to win public favor. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Nah,
okay, continuing forward.
Spitting.
I'll be discussing exactly what went wrong with the relationship between Aaliyah and I soon. And instead of placing blame, I will give perspective on what I believe we both could have done better. I'm not even going to say what I was going to say, because I was really going to take this far. What could she have done better?
I guess.
Other than not cheated on a nigga. Out of all together.
I guess stayed is what he's hooked up. He's like, he's still hung up on her leaving. But also, like, I think that's a fair reaction for anyone to be like, I'm gonna remove myself.
I don't know.
We can double back later, maybe. But I'm kind of good right now.
I've known you for a week. See, I don't know.
Here's the
you.
Weird
I'm
thing.
Gonna leave.
They didn't go that deep into it. Aaliyah and Uche both said when they met at that restaurant, the thing that they showed that they edited that weird, and that they put in that he said it's over between us or whatever. But you never see him actually say that.
Yeah.
It's a soundbite that they put into it. And they shared their first kiss and they held hands that day and they decided to start dating. And they dated for like a month or so. That, you know, so
really?
He couldn't have found her that unattractive because they were with each other. And she said, even last night on the reunion, she said, I heard from other people that she mentioned that he had said that she's not his exact physical type. But she said she heard from other people that he had said that. So... Mm. Like, that's why I didn't take it as like, I don't date black women. And I can see why people would say that, because he's like proper kind of guy. But if it was Bria Miles, I doubt he'd be like, get this dark-skinned black woman away from me. It's like, no, she's fine as hell. Like, of course I'm going to date her. Like, if she wants me, I want that to want me.
If she wants me, I want that. I'm done.
I want that.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. Okay. I don't give a damn who it is. But, like, I don't know. Like I said, Uche's not a perfect person. But, like, I feel like it just went a little too hard. Like, he was, like, this diabolical predator coming to ruin everyone's lives. And I'm like,
I think a lot of it was tone.
The big issue.
He wasn't a good communicator for.
No.
He was trying to murder everybody.
Yeah, and I think also that too is like so my roommate had got a text about it, and he was like, one of his friends said that he reminded him of Uche, and I was like, I think y'all both are just Nigerian, and it's just a way that certain cultures speak, and I was like, I think that he's just very blunt. They're a culture that's very blunt. What they think is what they say. And I said, I think that's, he probably just doesn't know how to communicate with somebody who might need a conversation to be softer in the way that they speak, you know. Mm-hmm. So when he was like, "Well, no, you're a recent cheater," she is, but it's a softer way to say it. It's a softer way to be like to communicate all of that, and it's a softer way to communicate your disappointment than making somebody immediately feel bad for everything that they've done.
It was the use of shame. Like, that gets anybody anywhere. And he was he asked her, "You don't feel embarrassed or ashamed?" First of all, I know you're a lawyer. You're a lawyer, so you know that's a leading question. You don't feel blah blah. Shut the fuck up, Uche. Shut the fuck up.
You gotta turn it off. You gotta turn off the lawyer.
He really got under my skin.
Not being cross-examined.
I did not like that man at all. Immediately, and still the fact that he's not apologizing for anything. As I'm looking at his Instagram, he's like answering questions about Love Is Blind because he wasn't at the reunion. He's not apologizing for anything, I feel like. He owes Aaliyah apologies specifically. And Milton probably too. He like owes Milton and Aaliyah apologies.
He don't owe Milton nothing.
At the reunion, Tristan, I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin, but Tristan, at the reunion, Milton is like, he would just pry. He was like, I would say, I don't want to talk about who my number one is to Chris, and he would leave it alone. I would say that to Izzy, and he would leave it alone. But Uche wouldn't leave it alone. He would pry. And it made Milton uncomfortable. And I'm like, apologize for making him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You owe people apologies. You make people uncomfortable. You make multiple people uncomfortable. You screamed at Miriam at the barbecue.
And Miriam deserved to be screamed at. Fuck Miriam. Miriam's a nut. Fuck Miriam.
I thought Miriam deserved that too.
Miriam deserved that. Like, you don't. All right. Don't put yourself out there. When you're that person and you acted like that in the pods, you should be quiet, because like it's gonna be easy to dismantle you. Like you should not talk right now.
Don't jump off the porch and then expect me to not match you.
Jump off the porch.
He was being crazy. He was just saying, I want to hear from Stacy. I want to hear from Stacy. And then when Miriam started to get a little too high, what do you do? Like, what's your job though? Like, what are you here? Do you live in the Middle East? Do you do skincare? Are you a scientist? Are you a chemist? Do you live in Houston? What's going on with you? Like,
now
Miriam's crazy.
Miriam did do a TikTok where she said,
I still don't know what she do.
She said that was an edit that they gave her. She was like, obviously they edited that to make it look like I was saying random shit when he was like, whatever. She said they made her look crazy in that edit. Now, do I know what she does? No. I gather that perhaps she sells skincare, but that's the extent of what I gather.
You gave them a lot to work with as far as making you look crazy. Because she was on there, like, he was like, okay, so what kind of skincare do you do and what's in it? He was like, certain things. Like, she was saying weird things. Like, you gave them a bunch of material to work with.
The way that she was being so ambiguous about the kind of skincare that she does, I was like, oh, she sells bleaching cream. I had no proof of that. But I was like, But she was so against saying what it was. I was like, it's got to be bleaching cream. I was like, what would you sell that would make you not want to talk about it? This is you're on national TV. If somebody said, what do you do? I'm about to shoot my shit off. I need Google. I need sales. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I can see how you arrive at bleaching cream. That's not good.
I could 100% be wrong, but I was like, it's got to be something that she don't want to talk about.
Yeah,
hey, I'm buying what you're selling because I believe it.
I can certainly believe that. Oh, and on the note of Uche, like, not dating black women, I would never say that because it seemed like he was trying to connect with black women in the pods. Like, they showed his moment with Miriam where he was trying to get to know her. And obviously he went after Aaliyah.
And he cut off Lydia immediately. And I don't feel like they talked about that much either. Where he did. She was like, should we give this a shot?
She She did say that. And he absolutely said, don't you think that kind of ruins what we're here for?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, maybe. Lydia claims
she told it to Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. She told it to Aaliyah like it was the opposite way. She was like, I told him that we didn't date on this. Like,
I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice that. Yeah. Tristan, at the reunion, what was it that happened at the reunion? Something with Lydia.
With her, I don't know.
Never mind. I forgot. But yeah, no, Lydia's weird. Uche's the devil to me.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Aaliyah, I mean, I don't really have too many thoughts on Aaliyah. I really don't want her to be crying over fucking Uche anymore. Don't let that nigga take any more space in your brain. I don't want to say. Never mind. He's not. He shouldn't take. He shouldn't take that much space in your brain. JP,
I don't appreciate these reality shows trying to tear black men hit us against each other and tear us
They haven't had a good one on any of these seasons that I can
think of. Yes, they did. Brett and Tiffany.
Brett was fire.
Speaking of Brett and Tiffany, I didn't appreciate how they was trying to like make Milton and Lydia like they was like the Brett and Tiffany of this. Like, come on now. We don't even believe this is a real relationship. Like,
Brett and Tiffany should be the host now. They need to Brett and Tiffany.
Agreed.
The black and white couple from season one.
I'm sorry. I never believed them. I never did. I know everybody else. Like, I really don't. I don't believe.
I'm with you. I feel like we talked about that way back in 2020.
Right, 2019 something. Yeah, like I don't believe that.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either. Yeah. But they're still together.
Together. Hey, they're making a lot of content together, and I definitely get not wanting to fuck up your bag. Because you know you right here, but I don't believe it. But Brett and Tiffany, I definitely obviously believe they're fucking great, and I'm so happy that they both went on the show and they found each other, and that is a testament to what the show could be. But instead, we got the producers trying to make good TV.
Yeah, out of nothing, because they realized they didn't have anything, and they just was trying to scramble up some, like, we can do this, we can die, and I feel like that's why there was two ultimatum seasons in between. Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Because Aaliyah, again, she let it slip that they were shooting that season of Love is Blind at the same time they were shooting the last season of Love is Blind.
Right.
So I'm assuming this season was supposed to come out before. Now.
Right. It was supposed to alternate between the ultimatum and Love is Blind, but instead it was two ultimatums.
The ultimatum, exactly. Two ultimatums and then Love is Blind. So I feel like they had a lot of editing.
I haven't watched it.
It's good.
It's fantastic.
You should watch it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Particularly Queer Love. If you want to start with one, start with that one. That was beautiful TV.
Okay, cool. Let me check it out.
TV.
Netflix is really good at reality TV, I have to say. If I do, is the Perfect Match Netflix a Netflix show?
Or because it's like Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, so great.
People, the Circle.
Yeah. I'll be having a good time. Dom is coming back allegedly for this next season of Perfect Match. They got the people that I told you. Allegedly, Chris was coming, I think. Chris from this last season of Love is Blind.
But he was in a happy relationship with somebody.
Who? Chris? Exactly. Right. Right.
Yeah. What's how does
this is all rumored. This is all rumored according to TikTok. You never know. But they be knowing stuff. Yeah. But you never know.
They do be knowing stuff. They do be knowing stuff. Because somebody said something last night that I was like, damn, somebody on TikTok said that. And I was just like, whatever. And they was right.
I'm telling you. The way this season was ruined by TikTok for me, niggas pulled out marriage licenses. Oh, only one couple got married. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Why are y'all telling me this? I just want to watch the TV. Yeah. I just want to watch it. Why am I being assaulted with information I didn't ask for?
Oh, I know what it was. It was Johnny and Izzy meeting each other at the bar. Because somebody had did a thing like, oh, this is the same bar. They had the two pictures. They had a picture of Johnny at the bar, and they had a picture of Izzy standing outside the bar, and it was like, look, if you look at this thing, this is the same bar. So they was at the same, I was like, oh, damn. So, and then when they talked about it and them kissing or whatever, I was like, oh, damn.
Johnny and Izzy met after the show and kissed, Tristan. Or like, they met up at a bar. They didn't meet up at a bar. They happened to be at the same bar, and they ended up kissing with a bunch of the other Love is Blind people were there, too. Chris was there, who Johnny is her ex. And all of that was taking place. Stacey was salty to hear about that kiss transpiring. He said, because of the way that you, she said, Izzy, the way that you spoke about Johnny, it was not in a very high sense that you spoke about her. So I just feel like it's indicative of your character that after we broke up, you went and blah, blah, blah. Mind you, after she says all this, shortly after, Izzy's talking about, I do adore Stacey and I'll always have a soft spot for her. Stand up, Izzy. Stand up.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Stand on your business.
She just sat here talking about it's indicative of your characters. You kissed Johnny because she don't like Johnny. You only didn't like Johnny because Johnny wasn't hung up on you. Y'all are both pathetic people and you need fucking therapy. Y'all don't need to be in relationships with any goddamn body. Yeah. Y'all need to go work on yourselves. You're trash, both of you. And she's too old to be that fucking trash, too.
Too old to be that childish, too.
Yeah, you should have learned some lessons or something.
Should have been learned.
She's always been the youngest person in the relationship, so she's probably getting babied by a lot of those older guys she was dating, so she hasn't been able to develop because she doesn't date people like that are normal. You know, she probably dates people who like very busy. They got a lot of money, a lot of companies and things like that they're trying to take care of. So,
you know, and like this is a very, this is a very like blonde white woman who is from an affluent family. It should be easy for you to connect with other families and find a partner, like other affluent families. Like you run in that circle. Like it should be easy for you to find somebody's son, get married, and whatever. But you can't. Ask yourself why that is. It's you, babe. Yeah. It's really you. Yeah. You are weird. Yeah. You are very weird.
People were getting on Izzy for saying that at the thing, but I was like, at the finale when he was saying when Izzy was saying the whole part about like, I'm 29 and I can give you everything that da 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 blah. And then after that, he was like, there's a reason why you're 33 and not married or something like that. It was crazy. It was crazy. He did jump off. He did jump out there. And it
he was
did.
I was like, grabbing his neck a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, he's not wrong. You out of line.
But definitely out of line. Definitely he did not lie on her. No, he didn't.
He didn't lie on her.
Definitely out of line. Definitely didn't lie, though, at all. Not a lie told. Yeah,
it's a reason.
Wait, who would have been better together? Who would have been better with Izzy? Y'all think?
Therapy.
Well, I don't know.
Therapy.
It's not therapy.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. He had some things to work through. Him, his little sketchy job, and all.
Yeah. The job was also a little sketch. Nothing wrong with being an insurance agent, y'all. Okay, and I don't think that's necessarily a sketchy job. I think something was sketchy about Izzy.
being.
Yeah, well, he was like, my friend said I could come do this, but I wasn't sure, and something. I'm like, I don't know. It wasn't convincing me. If I was a parent, I'd be like,
right.
Yeah, but then the fact that the dad, everybody was still like, oh, this is fine. It let me further know that they just trying to be like, look, you got to get out of our pockets.
Yeah.
We can't keep supplying your life.
We don't care who.
We can't afford
it. We need you out of here. Come take it. We don't care who it is.
Right. Come take it.
Good.
We don't actually care.
Good enough.
Yeah, good enough.
Juxtapose with Milton's mama, black ass mama, who said, so what does a 30-year-old woman want with a 24-year-old boy? She wasn't mincing no words. She said,
I loved it. I loved it.
Upset about the parents. And I'm like, that's a good question. Like, a 24-year-old, this is still my baby. Like, this person just got out, like, moved out of my house, like, probably not that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, this is still, like, my little child.
Yeah. 24 is not, 24 is a child.
Yeah, you're a child. Yeah. Like, it makes sense to be protective over that. I don't know why people were just like,
is definitely an age to manipulate him.
Age.
Yeah.
Age. Yeah, like, what do y'all talk about?
That's a legit question. I don't know. I didn't see the problem with that at all. But, you know, again, I'm just a regular old guy, and I'm not on the in crowd of the Twitter folk.
You know what I mean?
She got to the right questions immediately. And she really couldn't answer the questions either. Like, she was just like,
she couldn't.
Even at the wedding, she was like, he's the my imperfectly perfect or something like.
Yeah.
Don't call me imperfectly nothing at the wedding.
Look,
it was that, or it was something she said, like.
She said, "I love you because you chose me too." That was super weird. At the
she
in
said
the
that well, I was well, not I like, listening I like, to the mouse.
I like that one.
Yeah, I know I wasn't paying attention, but she said, "I love you because you chose me." It was like what?
Oh yikes, Lydia! Please be better again, like babe. Real
that's
quick,
a wild thing to say.
I asked people for their thoughts on this season on Instagram, and the consensus is that everybody fucking hates the season. Okay, I didn't know. Hey,
bad season.
I didn't know that's what was going on. They want to know y'all's favorite season thus far.
I was just gonna say probably the last season with Marshall.
Mm-hmm. With Marshall and Jackie,
they had the strong. The thing about them is we love the drama. Obviously, that's why a lot of people watch. So the fact that they had the villain arc for Irina and Micah, and then it flipped and Jackie became the actual villain. It was like, oh man, you can't script it any better than that. Instead of trying to force a villain like this season, it's like, oh, who's going to be is Johnny the villain? No, that doesn't fit. No, we don't want to make Lydia. She's a light skinned person. Let's put her over here. She's like, she can't be the villain. Ah, who's this black nigger here? He fits the billing perfectly.
Not both black as well as nigger, please.
We had the most diversity of black men in that one too. We had like Kwame.
Kwame.
Kwame was an asshole. Marshall was
that's
like
my limited fake Kwame.
Kwame was an asshole. Marshall was soft, and then Brent was like everything that you need. Brent was everything that you needed him to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the full spectrum.
Yeah, that's super fair. I think also last season for me, we did have all the drama that we needed. We definitely had some reformed behavior from Irina and Micah.
Yeah,
we had fantastic social media content come out of that.
Yeah,
that that one TikTok where they're like mimicking the songs that play in between the interstitials, and they're like, Irina is the one. The songs are so bad. Oh, that was supposed to be my song of the week. The songs that play in Love is Blind and all Netflix shows. Just like,
just so bad. Random song. Yeah,
old to this. But so bad.
You know, from Epidemic.
And I think last season was the first season that the cups got addressed. Is that the first season that people talked about the cups online?
The chalices, like, those gold chalices they be having.
They addressed it a little bit after the altar, because they named the team like the cups, like the golden goblets or some shit like
that.
Yeah,
they did. Yes, they did.
Like, but they didn't, you know. I also forgot to bring, that was one of my big plans, but since I was doing other work and stuff, I kind of forgot I was going to bring my gold cup. I was going to have it here the whole time, and I just completely forgot to bring my gold cup.
And then, I mean, we could wrap it up with Nick and Vanessa were not as horrible
in the reunion this time. Congratulations to them.
I don't agree.
You know what?
I
they weren't agree. Great, but they were nowhere near as bad as last time. But they weren't great.
Yeah, of course.
I did notice that. Yeah, it's hard to
outdo before, but they aren't good. That's the real problem, because they aren't getting to any of the things that people want to know. Like, I have conversations with a lot of people about Love is Blind, and the stuff that we talk about is never any of the stuff that they address on the show.
It's
like,
not.
They need a messy host.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely need a messy
or
host.
Or at least like a straight shooter who doesn't like play favorites at all, because I feel like Vanessa has a strong tendency to play favorites.
That's her thing. She let Jackie completely off the... They
crazy.
Didn't have one hardcore. Nothing.
Her letting Jackie off the hook.
Same thing with Lydia.
Jail. I wanted her in jail for that. I was so mad at her. And then Nick doesn't add anything. I'm like, you actually don't even have to be here. You don't do anything one way or the other.
Yeah, literally a zero.
Yeah.
Like, we can't even hate you because you give nothing.
You give nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
And Vanessa just kind of...
Can I borrow a dollar? No.
No.
I have nothing. I have nothing to give.
Nothing to give. Absolutely nothing to give. Yeah, but I would love to see... I would even take Lauren and Cameron to host it, because I think they would be better hosts. But the issue is Nick and Vanessa just don't know how to host, like you said, Kevin. They don't know how to host something.
Yeah.
I would even take Perez Hilton. He used to do the Bad Girls Club shit, and he was holding girls accountable on the Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
Horrible person.
Yeah, you don't have to go get Andy
but
Cohen.
He was holding girls accountable on the reunion.
Somebody.
You know, somebody that makes sense.
Get what's the name? What's Colin Kaepernick's wife's name? She did some of the MTV ones. Mm. I forgot what her name was. Very pretty. That pretty girl. She's
Anessa
really pretty.
Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Let her do them or something like, or even the lady that did the ultimatum to Queer Love. Like, she was fine. Like, I didn't notice her presence there. She just came there, asked the questions, was both sided. She wasn't on anybody's side. Like, hey, if you weren't trying to lead nobody or ask about babies and all this other random weird foolishness. Or
oh my God.
Gifts.
I'm glad they left that at home this time. At least they didn't do that very fucking weird shit. Like, ew.
Yeah.
Is there anything else y'all want to talk about regarding this season or past seasons of Love is Blind before we sign off?
I did have a list of people who I was going to make a video, and it just, you know, I get so wrapped up in work and everything.
Yeah.
And I just never made it. But it was just like lookalikes, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about my Love is Blind lookalikes.
I'm so excited. Let's go.
All right. I said JP looks like Zac Efron now. You know how like Zac Efron has that weird square face?
I'm about to take you off this phone call, Kevin. Leave Zach alone. Leave Zach alone.
You saw the trailer. You saw the trailer for that Iron Claw, whatever that movie. The Iron Claw. You saw it. He looks weird. He fell off. Johnny looks like Heidi Gardner from SNL. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Heidi's work.
Let me tell you, Heidi
Gardner from SNL.
Heidi Gardner. Why? Okay, now the new iPhone really be playing. Oh, you said, wait, who looks like her?
Johnny.
I can see it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely see how you are. They have the same essence, too. Like, I feel like the spirit gives the same, just based on these photos I'm looking at. Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
I see it for sure. Right.
And this was only from certain angles, and this particularly when they was in the pods, but Chris looks like Mike Greenberg from ESPN. Looks like Greeny.
Mike Greenberg. Oh yeah, definitely see that. Uh-huh.
I see that one too.
A good face. You got a good Yeah, you got these. You're good
together.
At this.
I'll put them together.
Yeah, for real.
I was really going to week after week, and I just kept not doing it.
Do it now. You got
maybe
the time.
Hey, maybe it's
I mean,
not too late.
Do it
maybe
now while it's still trending. Throw it on TikTok.
Stacey looks like the Grinch.
Okay. I see.
Originally I said the leprechaun, really, but I felt like that was too mean, you know. But she does look like the leprechaun too. But
I do feel
like
that
leprechaun too.
Leprechaun
might be more accurate.
Yeah, because it's those curved on her side of her face, like the evilness in her
face.
On
her, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And I remember when they went and met her family, and I was like, her sisters don't look nothing like her. And then they pan to her daddy, and I was like, oh, she looked like the daddy.
She looked just like her damn dad. She looked just
like the daddy.
She do look like her dad.
She looked like her pappy.
Yeah.
Miriam looks like Pinky Doll from Ice Cream So Good. Ice Cream
oh,
So
wow,
Good.
Oh, wow. She does. She really does. Yeah.
Carter, that big bald dude.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be married to Renee, but evidently cheated on her or whatever. I don't know. Oh. I wasn't there.
Oh.
He looks like Jeff Bridges in Iron Man when he was playing Jebediah. He was bald head in that movie, and he had the beard. Looked like Jebediah.
I can see that.
Josh looked like the you know that movie Coco?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looked like the skeleton from Coco.
I don't know if y'all remember Josh.
He was in the pods. He was like a pod person. See, this is when I wrote this thing.
It got it.
People mm-hmm. like
mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Let me look at Josh. Oh no, it's trying to take me to that other Josh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, it's going. This is something y'all gonna have to do later. Well, yeah, maybe I'll just have to make look. The video. Okay. I'll make the video.
Yeah.
Because here's another person. Justice looks like Daniel Radcliffe. See, Justice, y'all probably don't even remember him.
No,
he
I don't.
Thing. Sure. He was in the pods. Efrain. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. His name was weird. He looks like Ozone from Breaking. He was also from the pods.
That's horrible.
Robert looks like the son from Roseanne. He was another person from the pods.
Not DJ.
Yes, he does.
Oh my God. This is just how your brain works. That's crazy. You just be like, oh,
you
look
at
like...
these, and then I'll be like, yeah, that's crazy. Look like that's crazy. What you look like. The dude Jared, who was on there again, another pop person. He looks like the killer from The Blackening. The like geeky dude.
Oh my God.
He looks like him. And then my last one, which is I was so proud of myself because it took me a long time to figure this out. But the skin colors are different, so it was like. That's who it is. Ooh. Y'all gonna be mad.
Oh, Lord.
When you see the pictures, you're gonna be like, no. Damn, he wasn't lying. Izzy looks like a post NBA career Kobe. Like when Kobe was bald and
I see it.
Beard,
I see it.
Definitely see it. I definitely see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The nose.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Out of shape Kobe for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I put the pictures next to each other, I was like, that's it. Yeah. I get it. I did it again.
Yeah. He's a little mousy. He's a little mousy in a way that Kobe isn't, but they definitely do
feature. Yeah, because they got the pointy nose. The features are very similar, like the nose and the eye structure, the chin,
and
jaw.
The teeth, the mouth. Yeah, it's all similar. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tristan, you have anything else live related?
No, this is great. I'm so glad I got to do this.
Yes, absolutely.
I want different hosts next season.
Real bad.
And I want some more diversity in sizes. I know
real
that's
bad.
Like not the easiest thing to do, but like some shorter people, some bigger people. Like it's weird because I'm also like, I don't want to, there's a weirdness of like, don't push too much of like the Love is Blind, but you don't want people to just be like, let's prove it.
Hurt but on TV.
Yeah. It needs,
right.
Yeah, hurt on TV.
Yeah.
But it needs some more diversity. It needs some more diversity.
You know, right. Because, you know, yeah, I could definitely see that going very left. But at the same time, they can't keep making excuses for why there's only been one plus size girl in the 5 seasons of existence. And why that one plus size girl wasn't really plus size.
Yeah, the one really plus. Yeah.
For real. But like you said, it can go very left. And
but I get why they don't. You know, yeah, it's like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's hard.
For sure.
Kind of keep people in a range of attractiveness.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. you know this season they dipped it down a little bit. They was like, you know what, maybe instead of sixes and sevens, maybe we'll get some fours and fives.
Stop.
Maybe get a little three in there.
You thought they were threes, fours,
least,
and fives.
Least attractive season to me for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't think none of the guys were attractive at all.
Yeah,
I didn't think
Izzy was attractive at first.
Like, I can see why people would say they were attractive, but like, yeah.
Yeah. I thought Izzy was cute the first episode, and then he started to get mousy for me. He just started to look like a mouse. And so I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry from Tom and Jerry, like that Erykah Badu talking about academics. That's what it was giving for me. But otherwise, yeah, I didn't think that they were notably less attractive than previous seasons.
I don't know. The women was a little. The women, I felt like they was a little rough too. A little rough.
Yeah.
I talked to multiple people who told me he was like, oh man, that and the Asian girl, she was cute. And I was like, we can't be talking about the same girl.
Asian girl. Not cute.
She spoke up when it was at the barbecue situation, and she was like, I don't look at the Instagram stories of the people y'all fucking. That girl.
So she's me. She thinks she me or something. Period.
She must do, but
yeah, because
two people told
same question
I had.
What's confusing y'all? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think I have anything else. Thank you all so much for coming on, especially super last minute and getting through this very hectic, chaotic episode with me. We're going to throw this unedited version up on Patreon right now. So this will be up within the next 2 hours because upload, download, all that shit. I'll send it off to my editor to edit it, and he will edit it. And then it'll be available for the rest of y'all soon. Not that it'll matter. When you hear this, you'll have it available. But that's it. Thank you for coming on. You can find at Black People Love Paramore Pod across Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com with episode topic recommendations, hate mail, feedback, or anything else. Join the Patreon. Tristan, Kevin, where can they find y'all?
Tristan Taylor 88 across everything that matters.
Yep, same. Well, not the same. Tristan Taylor, don't look for me there. But Kev Chestnut on everything. That's my handle across the board. Even
period.
On the game,
and there. Is there any projects y'all wanted to chat about? Real quick plug.
Not that I can talk about.
Okay. We got some stuff cooking.
I wish. I'll text you.
I have nothing cooking. I work in sports now, so it's like very to the minute at all times.
Kevin be cooking online all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
like constantly
just
making videos. Mm-hmm. Videos.
Yeah, Kevin, I'm gonna pop in. I want to see what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got too many things. I was supposed to be at the game tonight at the Monday Night Football, but my credentials got denied. Bastards.
Damn.
But it's all good. It's all good. It's a Cowboys game, so like they probably was just like there's too many people requesting credentials. We're cutting this off. But it's all good. It is what it is.
Nobody needs to see the Cowboys anyways. Okay. Well, that's it. Bye, y'all.